views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, authors, and amazing creative people helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out so much more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of my show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. Also, I have some exciting news. There are plans to expand the show to over 200 AM/FM digital cable stations in 2016 that would put Lucid Planet Radio in 11 million homes in the U.S., as well as an extensive global syndication. So in light of this, we are offering some amazing new sponsorship and partnership opportunities for the show. Please email me at drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's drkellyneff at gmail.com to discuss how we can create a mutually beneficial sponsorship plan to meet all of your conscious business needs. All right, so today we are talking about something incredibly uplifting. And with all the turmoil going on in the world and all the bad news going on in the world, it's so important to me to focus on the positive. And today we are going to talk about the real power of music to heal, not in some abstract way. It's easy to talk about this in an abstract way, but my guests for today's show are actually demonstrating how this is possible and this is happening in a very real world context, that music can unite cultures and it can help save our planet. So first up, we have the Luminaries. They are a conscious hip-hop group from Los Angeles, and they are making big waves with their Indiegogo campaign to fund the film When the People Lead, which is about the Luminaries and Citizen Diplomacy's initiatives, peace delegation to Palestine and Israel. So I want to welcome the Luminaries to the show. Hi, guys.
Peace.
Hi there.
Hi. So you all introduce yourselves really quickly?
Sure, yeah. It's Benjamin Davis on keyboards.
What's up, y'all? This is Daniel. I play guitar.
How's it going? This is Jay Bray, vocals.
Awesome.
Yo, Chris Devsich, a.k.a. Guido Corleone, Amore One, MC, human being for human rights.
Right on. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I want to get right into it and talk about what inspired you to make the film When the People Lead.
It really began in 2011. We were invited to partake in a peace delegation in basically conjunction with a sister city program that was being developed by Steve Kalishman and some other people in Florida, in Gainesville, Florida. And they invited us to be a part of this diplomacy because they were inspired by our music. And so we went to Israel and Palestine in 2011. We spent almost 2 weeks there. And there was a documentary film team that documented the entire trip. And basically after 3-4 years went by of the footage just sitting there, we realized it was upon us to step up and lead ourselves and make this film. Even though we're a music group, we also are now becoming filmmakers.
Wow, that's amazing. You guys are clearly quite dynamic and inspiring humans. And I'm curious to hear what it was like to go to Israel and Palestine and to perform and to meet people on both sides of the wall?
Well, it was a powerful transformational experience for everybody. This is Benjamin. I can say that just being able to look at people with, you know, as little of a preconceived notion as possible, which was, I think, all our goals. We wanted to go in with the idea of keeping an open mind and an open heart. And the results were that the people that we met, 99 out of 100 of them, percent, were all amazingly warm, open human beings on both sides to a certain extent. And surprisingly so, you know, most people have preconceived ideas of what it would be like. And, you know, we weren't any different. So, but when we got there, it was like, wow, everybody was super friendly and just really wanted to function as a country, as human beings, to be able to work for a living, be able to accomplish all the things that normal people want to do with their lives. And they all love music, and we connected with a lot of young people on both sides with very positive music, and we felt that that was a big bridge that we were able to make there.
Absolutely. Do you feel that the young people really can be empowered to make peace happen?
Absolutely. I mean, as an example, like we performed in a town called Qalqilia, Palestine, which is one of the sister cities in the Sister City program. They have a city in the United States, Palestine, and Israel, Gainesville, Florida, Qalqilia, Palestine, Kfar Saba. And we played in Qalqilia to these kids, and they were just going nuts. They were having the best time. They had a Palestinian breakdancing b-boy crew called X Games Team, and they were just so passionate about what they did, beatboxing, rapping, music, parkour, backflips, skating. And this is a town, Qalqilia, that at one point was putting out a lot of suicide bombers, so much so that the Israeli government decided to enclose the whole city with a separation wall, which divides the whole both countries in green line. But this particular city is surrounded almost 360 degrees by this 30-foot separation wall. They call it separation fence. Palestinians call it the apartheid wall. And so kids going from, you know, suicide bombs, Molotov cocktails, to now embracing the culture of hip-hop is I think that's a massive change, and showing how much music and culture and hip hop can really change a person's life, to say the least.
Absolutely. This must have been a really emotional experience for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not.
No, 100%. I mean, I think we, like Ben said, we were all transformed by the experience, and I think we all maybe had an idea of what the trip would be like, and it was by far surpassed by what we experienced. And I think that it's really important for people to realize that this situation, as intense as it is, it's accessible, and people need to experience it for themselves. And part of the reason we're making this film is to show people that everyone can make a difference by learning about it firsthand. I think there's a huge, let's call it media representation of this situation, and then there is what is actually happening, and sometimes those don't always match up. And I think, you know, as much as that can be discouraging, it's also empowering, because we realize that what we're doing and what everyone going to that region and being a part of you know, diplomacy and human-to-human interaction is really it's such a powerful tool that is so underutilized. And so that had a profound effect on us. And that's why we are naming the film When the People Lead, because we're not politicians. We're not diplomats of any official nature. We are just people meeting with people, and that's where the walls get broken down, metaphorically speaking, which then leads to hopefully the physical walls being broken down as well.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because often our media has a way of representing things that give us these preconceived notions and these expectations, and then we travel to the place or we meet the people or we hear the ideas, and it's a very different experience. And you know, really thank you for bringing that up, because it's up to us to figure up our world. And on that note, I am really excited to welcome us into the break by listening to the song Peace by the Luminaries, which is, of course, a big part of their When the People Lead campaign. So you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I will be back with the Luminaries after we listen to this wonderful song and some brief words from our sponsors. See you then.
Shalom, salam, shanti, worldwide. I say peace when I jump on a beat. I say peace when I walk in the street.
When I walk in the street,
I say peace when the sun's in the east.
I say peace
when I need a release.
When I need a release,
I say peace when I'm facing the beast. I say peace when I'm taking you deep.
When I'm taking you deep,
I say peace because I know I'm complete.
I say peace.
I say peace.
P is for the people, E is for the essence, A is for the answers that we get from God's questions, C is for the conscious, E is for the earth, so everybody gotta stand up and find their worth. A world divided would often fall to disease and violence, gotta get through the shame and the silence so we can be united. Only the righteous will overcome and become enlightened, living your life, loving yourself, so let the light in.
One love, one blood, and one heart, one people, one world, and one God. We're gonna come together, united for one cause. Put your hands up in the air for peace. One love, one blood and one heart, one people, one world and one God. We're gonna come together, united for one cause. Put your hands up in the air for peace. Peace worldwide starts from inside.
We gotta find a better way that we can be.
Peace worldwide starts from inside.
Go ahead and let your mind, body, soul be free.
Peace worldwide starts from inside.
The answer and solution always starts with me.
Peace worldwide starts from inside.
If you wanna save the world, be the change you wanna see.
I got a piece of mind, I got a piece of paper, about to make a perfect rhyme that the world will save. Counting stars, gazing past 2011 to 2012, infinity, 777. I hope we make it to heaven on earth to see our brethren come back, resurrected, Bob Marley, the legend.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
1230 WBLQ. Shalom. Salam.
Shanti.
Worldwide.
I say peace when I jump on a beat. I say peace when I walk in the street.
When I walk in the street.
I say peace when the sun's in the east.
I say peace
when I need a release.
When I need a release.
I say peace when I'm facing the beast.
I say peace
when I'm taking you deep.
When I'm taking you deep.
I say peace because I know I'm complete.
I say peace.
I say peace.
P is for the people, E is for the essence, A is for the answers that we get from God's questions, C is for the conscious, E is for the earth, so everybody gotta stand up and find their worth. A world divided would open for the disease and violence, gotta get through the shame and the silence so we can be united. Only the righteous will overcome and become enlightened.
Hello, this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I want to welcome you back to my interview here with the Luminaries. That was Peace off of their forthcoming album and a big part of their Indiegogo campaign, When the People Lead. Guys, I would love if you could share a little bit of information about the campaign and let our listeners know how they can get involved. You've almost funded your entire campaign, and you only have, I think, like 4 days left, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have till Sunday, and we are just over 85% there. And anyone out there listening can find our campaign. It's very easy if you go on to Indiegogo and search When the People Lead, or if you type in Indiegogo.com/, and forgive me, I don't have it. The easiest way is to search When the People Lead, and it'll come right up.
Perfect.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page. We got links all over the page.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. Just indiegogo.com/projects/ When the People Lead, all with dashes. But yeah, you can just search for it and find it. So tell us a little bit about the rewards you guys are offering.
Yeah, they're great. We've got, Chris, you go ahead.
Well, one big award that we're, a perk that we're offering is if somebody really wants to help out with the film, be an executive producer for $20,000, we're offering a trip back to the Middle East where people can literally go back to Palestine and Israel. And we actually got somebody interested in that. So, we'll have more of an announcement on that later, but you know, we've got the new album, we've got digital copies of the film, we've got shirts, we got a lot of really cool perks. It's all on the campaign page. And hey, if you really want to help us be an executive producer, come back to the Middle East and see what it's really like on the ground over there.
That is an amazing opportunity, guys. And I really hope somebody claims that. And so tell me a little bit about the new album. I know in the video for When the People Lead, you have a song with Nako, which is an amazing song. Can you tell me, is that going to be on the new album as well?
Yeah, that song is one of the lead singles. It's called Reflection.
Cool.
And the new album is called Seconds of Solace. We're still working on a little bit. We're hoping to release that and potentially even the movie next year. We'll just see how things come up as far as the editing and production for the music and the film, of course. But it seems like the universe is creating a perfect timing and alignment for things to come to fruition sometime in 2016. And we have a lot of songs now, like I think 12 to 14 new songs. That Peace song is actually on our first album called One that we put out in 2011, the same year that we went to Palestine. In Israel. And it should be a lot of fun, like some good features on there, including like DJ Drez, Kiyoshi, some other amazing producers, and it's gonna be really dynamic, unique, story driven, a little bit edgy, and of course positive as well. Vibrations.
You know, positive hip hop music really seems to be making a resurgence, and I think it's incredibly important in the world that we're living in. And I just want to ask maybe each of you to weigh in on the question of why is music so powerful? What is it about music that can literally break down cultural boundaries and bring people together? For you.
Well, I'd love to reflect on that a little bit. I mean, for me, one of the most important parts of music and one of the most important parts of its bridge-making capabilities comes down to the beat. I think the reason why hip-hop, of all genres, is probably one of the most world popular and bridge-crossing genres is because it's got a powerful beat and everybody wants to dance to it. You can't play a beat like that and be a human being and not want to just start moving. And there's really almost, it's very, very difficult to argue with someone that you're dancing with. I think that's I don't know if it's a documented scientific fact, but it would be an interesting study to see what would happen. Because really, think about it. I mean, how hard, if you're humming along and you're moving to a music, the same music with someone, how can you argue? It's just really impossible.
There's some kind of like shared energy vibration, right, that happens when you're dancing. I love that concept.
Yeah.
I love that concept. You know, like the shamans used to say, free the feet to free the head. And
Right?
So maybe we're all just getting connected back to our roots and our tribal kind of nature as like this one humanity. That's what I believe. That's what I want to see. That's, you know, what I'm really rooting for, that we can overcome all of these arbitrary kind of boundaries that have been put between us, and just actually see that we are all human inside and really cherish that. Anyone else? The power of music?
I'm a firm believer that depression is a lack of expression. You know, I think we live in a world where a lot of people are going through like inner pain and conflict in themselves. You know, we see it manifest in war and of course in this particular situation that we're taking the part of in the Middle East, but around the world really, like, you know, police brutality in America, like things are popping up all over right now at an unprecedented level. And I feel there's a lack of expression happening in the world where people can just share what their gift is. Because I don't think it's our nature solely just to feel like this anger. You know, maybe that's a part of our human experience. But people have, you know, music and they do yoga and they do art. And there's so many hidden gifts and gems that people sometimes have a hard time tapping into and sharing. So music almost gives us the ability to see other people fully expressed and celebrate them, to see them sharing their story and their love and their pain and their sorrow and their joys and their triumphs through music and art and different forms of expression. And when we see that, we can't help but feel liberated ourselves. So I think music is very healing. It's very powerful and potent. You know, a song can remind us of our first love, or a song can remind us of, you know, some sort of loss or grief in our lives. A song can remind us of, you know, something to be inspired to do and inspired to be in ourselves. So music has inspired me, and I think, you know, it's why it's got me with this crew and helped me to travel around the world and share my story. And it's about sharing our story, kind of like Joseph Campbell, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love that you bring up Joseph Campbell. Thank you. That's beautiful. Anyone else? I know there was a couple of more comments, maybe.
Well, we saw firsthand when we were in Palestine and Israel how even if there was a language barrier, even if there was a barrier of race or ethnicity or religion or whatever, that music transcended all of that. And why it does that is a little bit hard to peg down, but it destroyed all that. I mean, you talk about people on either side of the walls, like all of a sudden there was no wall in that moment, in that particular moment, which shows of the healing power of music and the awesome power of hip hop as a universal culture of peace and unity. And if you look at taking back to tribal cultures in this country, you know that a lot of ceremonies revolve around that drum, and that drum represents the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And you've heard it said, like, music is the language of the soul. All that's true. And what is the soul and how does it get to that? So maybe music is just channeling that essence of what is great and mysterious, of that which is great and mysterious. And it's a beautiful thing. I know that it's a regular part of my daily life that just helps keep me balanced and sane and doing work on myself.
Absolutely. Well, you guys sound like very enlightened and spiritual humans, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people who look up to you. And I guess my question is, what advice do you have for people who want to kind of be the change in their life, but they don't know what to do or how to do it?
You know, my thought is that we all come here to express something beautiful. You know, some people do music, some people make art, some people do yoga, some people are really good at business or marketing. Like, everyone's got some innate beautiful ability. And, you know, I used to work with homeless and at-risk youth for, like, a long time as a full-time youth counselor, and I would find that a lot of reasons why young people would end up on the streets is because, well, first of all, like, a lot of abusive reasons. Maybe they've experienced with their parents or in their past. but also like they haven't really found their deep calling. And I think no matter what situation you're in, a lot of people can relate to that. I think it's just about tuning into what brings an individual the most joy. I mean, I think for us, like, music is a huge part of what brings us the most joy, but it might be different for other people. So it's really about tuning into yourself and just really coming to a specific clarity about what brings that immense joy in your life and finding a way to express that and be in service with that in a positive way. It might take some time, but if you start looking, I feel like the answer will come, you know?
Thank you. I think that's amazing advice. And we're almost out of time with Luminaries. Did you guys have any closing thoughts or comments you want to say? We've got like a minute or so.
Yeah, we got just a few days left in this campaign for When the People Lead. And, you know, our intention is to make a powerful, beautiful piece of cinema that's a call to action and can really help the people of Palestine, of Israel, of America, of the whole planet. And so any help that you can do, whether it's a share, whether it's a dollar, anything, go to Indiegogo.com, check out When the People Lead. And it's a beautiful life, you know? Live it that way.
Yes.
You can also find the link on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/luminariesmusic. Give us a like. And, of course, the video for the campaign is actually pinned right on the top of our page, so you can go ahead and share that.
Perfect, guys. Yeah, facebook.com/luminaries. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and just really sharing some beautiful and inspiring and healing information. Daniel, Benjamin, Chris, and Jay Brave, thank you, guys. And I hope I will be seeing you next time I'm back in L.A. at Lufam Pro.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
I hear your doggies. All right. Anyway, you guys. So, yeah, When the People Lead on Indiegogo, definitely worth getting involved in. Peace and love. We are going to head into the break. And when we come back, I will be joined by Stephen Brooks, who is the co-founder and co-producer of Envision Festival, all the way from Costa Rica. So this is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we will be right back after this break.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
The 24th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, United We Change the World, is February 11th through the 15th. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And join Mira Kelly for a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. Join WOW for intimate, experiential, life-changing workshops and evening presentations that will inspire you. Early bird weekend passes, Friday evening through the Monday banquet, are available at a special low price through December 7th. Join a supportive community of women on their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life. Women of Wisdom is the place to be, this February 11th through the 15th. Go to thewowconference.org, that's the WOW conference.org, to discover all the diverse offerings WOW has to offer you. See you there.
1230 WBLQ.
Peace. Shalom. Salam.
Shanti. We we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And before we continue, I just want to remind our listeners that on Lucid Planet Radio, we are having big plans to expand in 2016 to 200 AM, FM, digital, and cable channels that would put us in millions of homes in the U.S. So there are some really great sponsorship and partnership opportunities happening now. Do you know someone who belongs on the show? Or do you have a product or business that our conscious listeners would love? Let's work together to create some kind of a mutually beneficial package that would meet all your needs. So you can email me at drkellyneff@gmail.com. That's my name, no dots or dashes, drkellyneff@gmail.com. Now, I am very excited to welcome Mr. Stephen Brooks to the show all the way from Panama today. So apologize if there are any technical problems. Stephen Brooks is a self-trained ethnobotanist. He is the founder and the director of the Punta Mona Center for Sustainable Living and Education in Costa Rica. And he is the co-producer and co-founder of Envision Festival, which I was very fortunate to attend this year in February 2015. And it is truly a life-changing experience. So welcome, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. And you know, your sound quality is great considering you're in Panama and I'm in Denver and we're broadcasting out of Rhode Island. Isn't it amazing?
It really is.
Truly
amazing.
So Stephen, why don't you tell us a little bit about your work in Costa Rica with the sustainable agriculture and sustainable living?
So just to start, we actually, that's the old name of our place because we got rid of the word sustainable. I don't think it's enough to be sustainable. So we used to be called the Punta Mona Center for Sustainable Living and Education. And I realized, you know, sustainable just isn't enough anymore. It's like if somebody said, oh, how are you and your husband doing? Oh, we're sustainable.
Like, true.
It's Good just point. Getting by. So the name of our place now is the Punta Mona Center for Generative Design and Botanical Studies. And we've gone from trying to just be sustainable to regenerating. We want to not only keep things going, but we want to make them better. I've been down here for almost 21 years. I first came down here, I watched a playground full of indigenous children get sprayed by a Chiquita banana crop duster. And it blew my mind. I was just down here on vacation. I thought it was beautiful. I loved it here. But I saw that and it was like my short in my tracks and realized, wow, this is really messed up. I can't believe that in this day and age that this is going on. So, I just decided to dedicate my life to trying to figure out another way to design things, another way to live. And, I really felt like we individually have the power to really change things. You know, we're really incredible and powerful and things are the way they are, but they don't need to be that way. And each one of us together could change them. So that's what I've been working on, is trying to come up with, you know, not only creating transformational experiences to kind of recruit the tribe to work towards these goals, but really just experimenting in off the grid living and alternative agriculture and building and communication and different ways to, you know, treat our this whole kind of paradigm of boss and employee or guest and staff. You know, really people come to our place and we're a working farm that people come and stay at the farm, but they also are a part of it. And we really kind of eliminated that wall between us and them. And it's the same kind of at Envision. You know, it's like you go to Envision and it's not like, you know, the artists and everything are backstage in some plush, you know, it's like we're all together there and we're all trying to really try to create something that together we, you know, realize that things can be way different, especially together when we collectively work towards it.
I love this philosophy so much, and it really plays into what we're talking about on the show today, that music and bringing people together through music can have incredible far-reaching effects on actually healing our planet and making our world a better place. And I'm just curious to hear from you how transformational gatherings like Envision can then help influence people's lives and become a catalyst for this type of change.
Well, you know, it's we create these experiences. It's like you get to taste how good it could be. You know, it's like, and once you've tasted it, it's like it's hard to go back. You know, it's once you've it's like I know, even in my short lifetime of 42 years, you know, it's like I've seen all of a sudden there's all these new foods. You know, it's like when I was in elementary school, there wasn't sushi or Thai food, or, you know, now then all of a sudden I started eating. It's like, wow, how can I stop eating all these amazing things that are out there? It's like you come to Envision and you you taste community and you feel what it feels like to be surrounded by people that actually care about you and care about the collective well-being of everybody there. And you want to be around that. You want to be a part of something bigger. And, you know, it's like a lot of us that, you know, that are involved in Envision, a lot of our big kind of aha moment was Burning Man. You know, you go to Burning Man, you see, wow, you know, I could be a part of a city where everybody actually cares and looks at me in the eye and a part of something collectively where people actually care about the whole. You know, it's not just about me and myself or me and my family or me and my house and yard. You know, it's like, how does my yard flow into my neighbor's yard? And how is that a part of something bigger? So I think when we start thinking about a whole in a bigger picture and we think about, you know, and the other thing about Envision, personally, I'm really passionate about, I organize all the speakers and the non-movement workshops. Every year we're bringing just incredible speakers that that just, you know, really, you know, spark something that, wow, it's like our goal with the speaker series is to get people thinking, you know. And we have incredible panels and we have workshops, you know, we have workshops that are, you know, hands-on workshop that are going on, everything from the food that you know, it's not like we just let any booth sign up, you know, and come and sell food at Envision. It's, you know, we're very selective, not only on the food, but all the crafts. Everything is very intentional. We're really trying to invite the kind of world that we want to live in. You know, it's, you know, we have the choice. We have the choice to support good. We have the choice to eat organic. We have this choice. So at Envision, we really try to promote all that is righteous.
You know, and it really is an amazing experience for those of you who haven't been or thinking about going. I highly recommend it. And everything does have that feeling of being conscious, even like the porta potties. There's no porta potties. There's like composting toilets and you throw sawdust in after you use them. Right. And I've never been to a festival that had that before. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But by the end of it, I was like, this is actually amazing, because that's one area of festivals that always kind of gets on my nerves, because it just does not seem really eco-friendly or sustainable, you know? And I love seeing that.
Gross. It's so gross going to the bathroom and that blue water that then gets taken to where, you know, it's
like,
everything we do has an impact. So how can we let, you know, we live all year on composting toilets. And it's like, for me, it's weird to go to the bathroom into clean water that gets taken to somewhere where I'm not sure. That feels strange, you know? So it's like, it's so exciting. You know, you're not alone. You know, most people that come to Envision, when they first see the composting toilets, they're like, oh, this is weird. And then by the end, they're just loving it. And you should see the gardens that are on the site right now, you know, that are partially from all that compost.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. That's mm-hmm. so cool. So, yeah. I mean, you know, we're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk a lot more about this whole concept of creating the world that we want to live in and being really active, empowered participants in creating that world. And as we're going into the break right now, I am really stoked to play a fresh, brand new track that fits really nicely with Envision and the deep tribal vibes of Costa Rica that I experienced when I was there. The track is called Wilbur and it's by Grime Time, which is off his new release Submerse on Mall Label Records, just came out on December 3rd, and it is climbing really high in the Beatport 100 dubstep charts. You can download the entire release on his SoundCloud at Grime Time, that's spelled GRYMETYME, which is one word, and you can also find him on Facebook at Grime Time Productions and on Twitter at Grime Time Music. So I'm Dr. Kelly, and when we come back from the break, we'll be talking more with Stephen Brooks about what it means to create the world we want to live in. But for now, please enjoy Wilbur by Grime Time.
We'll be right back. radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. You were just listening to one of my favorite new tracks, Wilbur by Grime Time, off of his release Submerse. I am here with Stephen Brooks, the co-founder and co-producer of Envision Festival in Costa Rica, talking about really the power of music to heal our planet and to bring us together to want to make positive changes in our world. Stephen, before we continue, can you just tell our listeners how to get in contact with you, how to learn more about Punta Mona and Vision, and also your intensive permaculture courses that you're offering?
Yeah, sure. So our website's www.puntamona, P-U-N-T-A-M-O-N-A, puntamona.org. It means monkey point.
I love it.
And then Envision is envisionfestival.com. And cool. Yeah, and I'm Stephen at either one, Stephen with a PH, S-T-E-P-H-E-N at puntamona.org or at envisionfestival.com.
Awesome. So, and you really probably want to get in touch with this guy if you are interested, as I am, in permaculture and really what that means. And I know during the break, we were kind of talking about all of the offerings that are happening in Costa Rica right now related to Envision pre and post festival, and also the amazing new course that you're offering in this kind of permaculture intensive workshop. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So permaculture, it was the term was coined by a guy named Bill Mollison in the early 60s. And it's really just about efficient ecological design. And like we were saying, we were talking over the break, and you were asking me I was like, you know what? Let's wait till we're on the air so I don't have to say it twice. It's like, how can we meet our goals and use less energy? You know, it's like so so many things are done so thoughtless and so efficient. And what permaculture does is it really merges efficiency with, you know, really thinking about how is what I'm about to do affecting the planet? And can I do it and meet these goals and use less energy, not only of the planet's energy, but physical energy and mental energy? It's really being thoughtful. And so our course is 2 weeks long. And meanwhile, while you're learning skills and design and mapping and in water systems and in, sustainable agriculture and building, it's also about living in community. So for the time that you're at Punta Mona, there's 50 people and we're eating together and we're cooking together and there's no road. Punta Mona is off the grid. There's no road to get there. You need to either take a boat for 25 minutes or hike 2 hours through the jungle.
And, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're right on the beach, but there's no road to get there. So it's interesting, and it presents many challenges, you know, living without the, you know, it's like there's lots of ways we could bash how things are. We could bash America, we could bash, you know, but my parents have lived in the same house for 40 years, and I've never turned the faucet on and water didn't come out. So it's important to appreciate what's good, you know?
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, there's chlorine and fluoride and, you know, the water is not great, but it always comes, you know, so it's important to realize that there's a lot of good things that are happening where we live and in our society. And how can we merge that with a real love for the planet and a real love for longevity, making
Thank
things
you.
About
Thank
permanent.
You for saying that. Thank you for saying that, because it's really easy to get down on ourselves and get down on everything. And I am all about the power of positive thinking and really this like unfaltering optimism that we can make the changes that we need in order to survive and thrive and to help our planet continue to thrive and survive. But it's so easy to get kind of bogged down in all the negativity. And so one thing I wanted to ask you, someone who's living off the grid in Costa Rica, is how do people who live in the States, who live in America, who are part of the society, how do we contribute to this kind of regenerative design in our own lives?
So the first advice, it seems so obvious. You know, a lot of what permaculture is, it's so obvious. Like the word that I feel is used the most is like, duh. It's like the first thing that I would say to do is when you wake up in the morning, try to be the nicest you've ever been. You know, just by doing that, we drastically change the world. If we would all wake up each day and feel grateful and strive to be nice to everyone that we see that day, the world will drastically change. So it's as simple as it seems. It goes a really long way. And then just really start being conscious of what you're buying. You know, where's your money going? Like, do I have to buy my Christmas gifts at Target, or do I have a friend that? Or do I know somebody that's an artist or a musician, or can I support somebody in my own community?
Vote with your dollar.
Do I go to, what do you guys have up there? Sure, in Denver, you have, I used to know all the food stores and all the different places. You know, rather than going to the big box store and buying, you know, where your profits are going to some big corporation, go to your farmer's market. Try to connect with people that are growing your food. That is so powerful. Keeping your dollars in your communities is really, really huge. Often we feel really small. We feel like, oh, but I'm just one person. It doesn't really matter. I'm just going to, you know, it's so much easier at Target or so much easier at Walmart. It's so much easier just to go to a store where they have everything, you know, everything in one store. I just go and they have everything, you know, but really be, you know, spending the extra energy to find products and supporting small producers and supporting artists and musicians is revolution. I mean, it really creates a revolution. Each one of us make a drastic difference.
Gosh, thank you so much. That is so inspiring. And you're right. It's so duh, right? But
all those things are so obvious. You know,
we get caught up, man. We get super caught up. But yeah, I mean, gosh, I always try every morning to be grateful.
We don't want to eat food with toxic chemicals in it. We don't want to support companies that are doing bad things. We don't want to be mean to people. We don't want, you know, to live in a toxic place, but we do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think just, you know, becoming aware, becoming present in where things are, you know, and also, like I said before, appreciating what's working, you know, appreciating what's right. And what kind of small tweaks can I make in my own reality that could really make a difference?
I am really looking forward to making it down to Costa Rica sometime this year to see you and to visit Punta Mona. I unfortunately have too much work to make it to Envision in 2016, which of course is in February. But for the last like 2 minutes of the show, I just wanted to ask you, I've heard that there's some amazing new offerings pre and post festival.
Mm-hmm. So a couple things that are going on with Envision, which I really feel is taking it to the next level. We don't want to just be a music festival. We're creating all. So we this year we launched Envision Education, and we have two tours, a pre and a post Envision tour, which are so educational. We go to small farms and we visit incredible projects throughout Costa Rica on both the pre and the post tour. And then we also have a bunch of different educational retreats that that are just are phenomenal. And as Envision, we're trying to figure out ways that we could, people could be a part of Envision and learn. So a couple of them are, one of them is called Embody, and that's, it's a pre-Envision immersion, and it's really about dance, and then there's live music and yoga and belly dancing, and that's pre-Envision. We also have a jungle clinical at Punta Mona, where one of the most amazing things that's happening at Envision this year is we have, obviously, our conventional medical tent, but my wife's an herbalist, and she's organizing the an herbal jungle clinical at Punta Mona with a guy named Seven Song, who's actually from the Northeast, and he's an amazing herbalist, and he's an amazing first responder herbalist. He's been doing it for years at the Rainbow Gatherings, and he's running the jungle clinical at Envision along with my wife, and we're merging it with Medic. So that's cool. It's really neat. And at Punta Mona, we're doing, for people who come up with an herbalism background, they can come to Punta Mona before Envision, take a workshop with Seven Song, and then come and volunteer at Envision at the clinic. So that's a really interesting thing. And then post Envision, we're doing a reboot camp, which is after Envision, after you've spent so much energy, it's a detox with yoga and meditation and surfing. As well, we're doing also before Envision, we're doing a permaculture immersion at a friend's farm south in the OSA. And then post this year we have David Wolf coming to Envision.
Oh, wow. That's great. I love him.
And then we're doing, he doesn't do many retreats anymore. He's actually hosting a post Envision on-site retreat called Shamanic Yoga and Longevity Now.
So awesome.
Super exciting. Really a lot of
super exciting, Stephen.
Festival and also learn and transform.
Absolutely. On that note, that's all we have time for today. So I really want to thank my guest Luminaries and Stephen Brooks. Thank you so much for calling in all the way from Panama. That was awesome. And really, thank you for sharing such inspiring information. And thank you to everyone who tuned in today to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had a great time as usual. Please continue to join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific time on KKNW 1150 Seattle, WBLQ 1230 a.m. broadcasting from Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, and of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at TheLucidPlanet.com and connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at TheLucidPlanet with Dr. Kelly. Have a beautiful week. Love and positivity. Wake up every day with gratitude and see how the world around you changes. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.